Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Thanks for starting this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Woolworths NetSet Go is Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10. And registrations are now open. Search NetSet Go to find out more. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Wow, I'm pretty good. But Bickers, you're coming off a big dinner you had last night. Are you a bit on the dusty side?
I think I look very together today.
No, I think you look sure.
I don't say that to you every single day.
No, but it's just that you've started drinking already. And usually you wait.
What, you're now just saying, I've got water in my hand.
That's vodka. How come it came out of the freezer and it's not frozen?
It's Monday and it's 3 p.m. and I'm doing just fine.
That's
thank
what we're
you.
Saying.
But I do have something that happened at dinner that I do need to tell you about.
Okay.
Next. Big show still to come. Yes. Also, bit of Beyonce, bit of Grammy news.
Oh, yes, which are happening right now as we speak. Why does that make you laugh? It's just there on the TV. I can see them. Jeez, there's a lot going on the TV. Anyway, we're going to talk about the revealing outfits of the Grammys and Carrie's continued drinking problem next.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're all aging, yeah?
No. Jeez, that's a depressing way to start.
No, but we all are. And we're at the age now where we're getting old, right? So we're accepting that and we're on the ride. But I don't believe we need to age ourselves any earlier than we need to.
I'm confused, and
so
that is
example,
the sign of aging.
When I was out at a concert with Fifi recently,
yes,
and we were having such a good time and felt, you know,
can
youthful
I just say,
and
that sentence made you sound old.
What sentence?
When I was out at a concert with Fifi.
I was watching Elton John, the young dude. And she went to look at her phone and had to pull it out a meter from her face so she could read the text message. Yeah. I said, babe, pull that back in. Increase your font size. Let's not do anything unnecessary that we don't need to do to age us.
I agree. Nothing says young like a huge font size on a phone.
One word per line.
Well, then what would you prefer, huge font size or hand out there and a squint? Which is hotter?
No, they're both hot. I'll take both.
Anyway, I went out for dinner with the beautiful Kate Langbrook last night.
Jeez, you're really throwing some names around.
Ka-clunk.
We get it. You're part of the Power Pussy crew.
And she joins us on the line. Hello, Power Pussy crew.
Any of this conversation. If Tommy Little's going to discuss my large font, I'm going to have to make sure my husband and children don't hear it.
Well, I reckon your husband and children might have a problem with the same thing I have a problem with you, Kate Langbrook.
What is it, my driving?
So, okay, it does have something to do with your driving. You're pretty chill on the road. I was cool with that. The car's an interesting choice, but let's not get bogged down in that.
Is this the old Merc? Yeah. Katie, I love you cruising around in that thing.
Well, it's my friend's dead father's car.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yes. And I bought it during lockdown, and I'm like, I loved Dr. Berman. And when his son PB said, do you want my dad's car? I was like, yeah, I do. But when I first got the car, Dr. Berman, RIP, hated me.
What do you mean?
Car broke down all the time. It was like it was haunted. Oh. Lights kept going off and it kept – I had to go to the mechanic 3 times in 2 days.
But isn't it, Katie, isn't that car like 30 years old?
No, I think it's only like 10 years old. I mean,
no, it's definitely
no, it's not.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Right,
I actually don't know what
you could
year
get
it is.
A newer car, Katie. I mean, that's not what I.
Has
we're
it got electric windows?
The wrong details.
Well, you know what? Okay, before that, you have to understand. Like, you know, one man's meat is another man's. Is it poison?
I've never heard
anyway.
That.
Treasure.
But before that, I had a Mitsubishi Lancer Aspire. From 2009, and the irony of that car being named Aspire, because apparently nobody aspires to it.
No.
And people pitied me. So I think I'm fabulous in my Mercedes that hates me, although it is a bit big for me.
Okay, so I feel like perhaps the whole backstory about your friend's dead dad might
Dr.
inform
Berman,
the
Rick.
Issue that I have. And if this is the reason that I'm about to bring up the issue, I might be okay with it because until now I walked away from our dinner last night and all I could think about is why does Kate Langbrook have a fluffy 85-year-old woman steering wheel cover?
You know what? Okay. All right. I can't even blame Dr. Berman Rip for that.
You put it in. It's a mod.
No,
you modded up the car.
My beloved Peter Allen Lewis gave it to me.
Oh, my God.
Because the steering wheel kept burning my hand. And he actually, I think he gave it to me for Mother's Day.
Babe, it made you look about 95.
Yeah, but I don't care because it's so fluffy and soft and the steering wheel doesn't burn my hands anymore. Although sometimes when I'm trying to turn the steering wheel quickly, it's very slippy. It's not, it's
Katie,
not the safest.
You would be, because the average age of blokes driving the car that you're driving is about is about dead. And so they would see you coming the other way and think, who is this hot piece of meat?
Yeah, you
the
know what?
Fluffy steering wheel.
Yeah.
Thank you, because that is what you have to do in life, is like our beloved girlfriend, Boop, who's dating, Beep. You always, if you go out with a guy who's 20 years older than you, you're always the hot young thing.
Yes.
Even if you're like 80.
Does your, here's a question, do your drapes, no, do your drapes match the steering wheel?
What?
That's a hefty question. And did Peter buy you a merkin for Mother's Day?
Yes. And,
so
and
you stop burning your hands.
It's actually grey.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it?
It's a real curveball that's been thrown our way, Bickers.
So we were just talking about how Kate Langbrook, one of the coolest cats around, drives with drives the fluffy steering wheel cover.
Yes.
It makes her look about 95.
Because she drives a dead man's car.
That's right.
Yes.
And it came with the dead man's car, didn't it?
Sorry?
No, she put it on.
Oh, no, she put it on the dead man's
that's
car.
That's right.
Yes.
Rip Dr. Berman.
Yes, rip.
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 But we were laughing in there about how she's too young to have a steering wheel cover until the youngest member of our team,
yes.
Georgia. How old are you, Georgia?
24, yeah.
24. Yeah. What would you like to declare?
I've got a fuzzy steering wheel cover. Of course, I've had it since I got the car.
I thought you threw an F-bomb out there and it was fuzzy. And hang on, you bought it.
No, I bought the car, but it came with
it. Oh, well, that's different.
Is this a dead man's car?
No, he was old though.
Okay, yeah.
But then my boyfriend at the time loved it so much that he like always requested to drive my car, and I bought him one for his 21st birthday.
Oh my God, you bought him a steering wheel cover for his 21st birthday.
It's like a sheepskin like steering wheel cover.
Yeah, proper old people.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And did that put you off? And why you broke up? You saw him driving and you were like, oh.
We sound like so much fun.
You must be the youngest person with a steering wheel cover. Well, he does at 20. How old's he now?
He would be 24 now.
Because
so.
I would love 13, 10, 60 young people with old people things. Because, you know, another thing that is strictly, I thought, only old people, but Georgie might be able to correct me, is a box of tissues on the back seat.
Oh, my God. My parents used to have that right at the back.
And
the thing was, Mum was the only one that ever wanted the tissues, so we'd always have to reach over and get it. Yeah.
I don't have one, but friends of mine do.
Definitely things hanging from the
Oh, no, from the rearview
mirror. That's very old person.
I've got that.
What have you got? What?
Dice?
I've got, no, I wish I had dice. I've got,
you had dice. You just
also,
buy them.
You can make this dream come true.
I think I've got like a scented,
Is it one of the tree, like the pine tree?
No,
it's like a scented, like beanbag.
You've got a scented beanbag.
And I've also got material hanging from my roof that I've like pinned up myself. It's flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because it looks cool.
Are you hippie or old person? I can't tell.
I think it's maybe a nice mix, like a fusion.
That's a nice way of
you're an aging hippie.
Hey.
Yeah, that's great.
Lauren's called up. Can we speak to Lauren? Lauren's 17 years old.
Got it.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What do you got? Are you an old person trapped in a young person's body?
No, my 17-year-old daughter just recently got her P's, has pink fluffy dice and a pink Diamante steering wheel cover.
Wow. Pink Diamante.
That can't be that comfortable, is it?
According to her, it is. I've driven the car and I can't say that it's comfortable for myself, but according to her, it is.
I mean, Diamantes is a young person's game.
I know, but I just feel like they're hard. The point of the steering wheel cover, it's all soft and
yeah.
Snuggly.
Do the Diamantes heat up?
I might get one.
What, a furry one or a Diamante?
Nah, a fluffy one.
In the Kluger. Was this just so you could get a car mention out?
You can get one in your Porsche. Oh, that's right. You don't have one.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you going?
Good. How old are you, Brad?
I'm 29.
Okay, and what are you rocking?
I'm rocking the sheepskin car seat covers.
Yeah.
Oh, the full car seat. Oh, do they get hot?
Yeah, a little bit, but they're so comfy.
Brad, you've got to be careful of your fertility. Because they reckon, I remember reading a study that was about taxi drivers, because they spend so much time sitting, your gonads get a bit warm.
But it's nothing to do with the actual cover. It's just because it's so comfy to sit in it.
No, because it's about your nuts getting a bit too warm for too long. The study was over about taxi drivers. And so I imagine if you have the furry seat covers.
Although I think the thing about wool is it's a natural temperature. It keeps things at a natural temperature.
Brad, tell us about your testicles. Are they warmer or cooler with the covers?
They're probably a bit warmer than the average bike, yeah.
Mm. Are you driving a lot?
Yeah, a fair bit. Yeah, because it's just comfort.
Man,
it's brilliant.
Have you got kids already?
No.
I'm just looking out for your future. Hang on. Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I thought for a moment then when you said no, so abruptly
suddenly,
I thought you better get some car heat seaters. Heat seaters?
Seat warmers?
Oh, my God. Why can't
Can we harn, Brad?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, slab a harn coming your way,
there
Brad.
You go,
how
Brad.
Good.
That won't affect your fertility
Put
at
that
all.
On the seat and cool things.
There you go. Do you want Steph?
Hey, Steph.
Hello.
Solid start, Steph. What are you rocking in your car?
I have a tissue box cover.
Oh, I used to make them as a kid.
Did you?
Yes.
What a fun childhood.
Yes, we made them.
I'm
oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy.
You know, superstar for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Because over the weekend I went on a date. Jesse, music? No,
what,
nothing.
What theme do you... Oh, actually, I got some.
Applause?
And it was... It's how do I explain this without incriminating myself? It was someone that I used to date in the past. She moved away, mm-hmm. and now she is back in the same city that I'm in, right? And so we went on a date, and I got a term that I have never heard before because... last time that she dated me, I was in a lot better physical shape. And I said to her, I'm probably in the worst shape I've been in a long time. I just want to warn you.
Did you pre-do that before the date or at the date when she was looking at fat Tommy?
At the date when she was.
You said to her, just in case you haven't noticed.
At the date when she looked me in the eyes and said, I'm sorry, I'm meeting a date. And I said, that's me. I am your date. I'm the same guy that you used to date.
Just
a little,
hate myself.
A little on the more luscious side. And I mentioned that Johnny had said, about how I have to be careful, because he said I have to be careful because there are photos on the internet that exist of me having a rig that is in a toned form.
Oh, he said it would be like catfishing.
Yes, he said I could legitimately be accused of catfishing now because they unwrap the present and then are shocked at what they see underneath. And I mentioned this to her and she said, oh, that's not catfishing, it's fat fishing. Yes. Yes. And she said it's a real...
But it's a thing, or she's just being funny.
No, she said it's a real thing that happens because people use old photos and they're so old that they rock up and you're like, oh, no, it's you, but you are much fatter than you are in your photos.
Would you prefer to be fat-fished or cat-fished?
Fat-fished, yeah. Absolutely. You'd prefer the person to actually be the person.
I don't know. It'd be disappointing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but if they're catfishing you, they're not doing it because they're hotter than the photos they've used. Ryan Gosling's not rocking up being like, yeah, anyway, I just posed as Trevor because I want you to love me for me. What do you reckon happened next?
She left.
She ordered you a salad.
She said, this is why you've taken me to a buffet. Let's see what's going on here. She said, oh, well, okay, take your shirt off.
What?
We were at a nice restaurant in the city and she said, take your shirt off.
To see how fat you'd gotten.
Yes. And
is this pre-ordering?
Pre-ordering.
Like she's
pre-ordering.
She's gonna deciding be like, whether to spend her money at the restaurant or go. Yeah.
She's not spending.
She's just going to cost
hang on,
me.
She's not spending her money at the restaurant anyway. What do you mean? Do you imagine I'm saying split the bill?
I don't know. That's modern world.
Are you joking? Are you kidding yourself? Are you expecting?
To be fair, at the moment, most of the bill would be yours.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Exactly.
Should we order entree, mains, and dessert?
I can't eat three quarters and pay half.
I'll just have a soup.
Look, I was gonna split the bill, but he's eating it. And I thought it was a very funny thing.
Did you take it off?
So I thought it was a very funny thing for her to say. And I went, ha, 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 ha. And then I went back to my drink and she said, I'm not joking. Take your shirt off. And I said, what? She said, take your shirt off. And I said, okay. And I stood
and
up.
Took it off?
In the middle.
You don't have to say yes to things.
What
you
was
know
my
that?
Other option?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Take your shirt off. Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Look how chuffed Jesse has played
first
the right
time in his
song
life, he's
at
found
the right time,
song.
Yeah. And he's so happy. I've never seen a smile that big.
And then what was the reaction?
She said, "Oh, she said, look, it's changed, but it's not technically fat fishing. You're okay."
Oh, well, that's nice.
Isn't it?
That's
isn't
nice.
Isn't it?
Is that what you want to hear? You're fat, but not that fat.
I want to know. I want to know on 131060. God, I was about to make a joke about shoving up. That's fine. 131060, give us a call. What did they ask you to do on a date? Because I have never been asked in a very nice restaurant to take my shirt off.
I just think it's so funny that you obliged.
What do you mean? I will do whatever people tell me to.
Somebody says for you, at a date, says something you don't want to do. I would just assume people at the restaurant would go no, and that's the date ended.
Why? When you know me, when have I ever said no to anything?
No, I know. I just find that in a public place, taking your shirt off. How many drinks in were you?
Oh, one. Not shirt taking off enough. 131060. What did they ask you to do on a date?
Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. I'm not here to make friends for your Monday afternoon. Their performance was awesome at
Epic,
the Grammys.
Unholy.
Yes.
With Kim. Hey, Harry Styles. Album of the year.
Yes,
he just won it.
I
would like to say, I did say 10 minutes ago, I bet you Harry Styles gets the album of the year.
Yes.
There's a lot of naysayers in this room. Eli.
I wasn't one of them.
He thought it was Beyonce's year, but I knew it was Harry's. Mm. You've got some thoughts on the Grammys.
Yes.
Some real groundbreaking thoughts that you're going to bring us
coming
later
up,
in the show.
Coming up after four.
Beyonce themed.
Right now, we are talking about what happened on the date, because I went on a date and I got told to take my shirt off.
Take your shirt off!
Aggressive, isn't it? Is that how she asked?
Take your shirt off.
Hang on. What did you sound like?
Take your shirt off.
Yeah, it was. Exactly like that. We were in a nice restaurant and I said, because we used to date in the past, and I said, hey, the rig is not in good nick.
So I'm interested in that. Do you lead with that, or does she make comment and then you say, yes, the rig's not as in good nick?
No, I thought it would be the first thing she thought, and so I thought I would address
it.
I'll front foot it.
And then she used the term fat fishing.
Yes, yeah. But she said technically I wasn't fat fishing,
oh,
but
good.
She said it's getting close. G'day, Christian.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I'm fatter than I've ever been, but apart from that, pretty good. What happened on the date?
So this was before my wife and I got married, on the early stages, like when we were on our second or third date, and I grew like a really, really long beard. Anyway, I told her my age, and I kept trying to convince her that that was my age, and she didn't believe me. And the next question she asked me was, can I check your license?
Wow.
And so how old were you at the time of rocking this long?
At the time, I was 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm 33 now, because we've been married for 10 years. No.
But a long beard does age you. I can imagine at 24 with a long beard, she'd be thinking you were over 30.
Yeah, it does. And then when I actually do have no beard, I look younger than I look. So
right.
I can't win.
Something tells me in that relationship, she tells you when you are and not allowed to have the beard.
Kind of, but not really, because I try not to grow it too long.
Kind of means definitely. Yes, yeah, absolutely. And Christian, how hard was it to change your date of birth on your license?
It was very hard because there were no permanent markers that were able to do it.
Good on you, Christian. Thank you. Who do you want?
Hey, Grace. Are you there, Grace?
Yes.
What are we doing? What did you ask?
What happened on the date?
I was thinking about Christian's beard still.
Yes.
I was just thinking, at what age can you, anyway, too many questions that Grace can't answer about Grace. Beards. You don't have a beard, do you, Grace?
No. I don't want a beard.
Do you keep it trimmed because your partner asked you to?
No, I'm
okay.
single.
Okay, okay. Maybe grow a beard and maybe that'll turn your luck around.
Maybe I might have better luck, you reckon?
Hey, Grace, what happened on the date?
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
The guy asks if he could order my meal. I went, okay.
Oh.
And it was ribs. And so you have to pick it up and, you know, it gets kind of messy how you eat it.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like looking at me. And then how I was eating it, and he's like, could you suck my toes like that?
Whoa. And how was it, Grace? How were the toes?
I got put off the spare rib straight away.
But not him, though, just the spare ribs.
Did you continue the date?
Yeah, I had to finish my meal and make him suffer.
Did you?
And make him suffer, as in make him watch you eat the spare ribs only to know you were never going to suck his toes like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of rude.
No,
could have waited till I finished eating the meal.
Did you, Grace, did you, this is obviously a personal question, so feel free not to answer, but did you then hook up with him later on?
I'm not into toes.
I'm not into toes. Which wasn't a no as well. Thanks, Grace. G'day, Philip.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what happened on the date?
Oh, so I had a date, right? I went to pick her up and she asked me to stop by a friend's place to pick up a pot plant.
Yes.
Okay, so she pretty much looked like, she looked so suspicious that she walked around the property and jumped the fence.
Yeah.
She jumped back over the fence with the pot plant, ran quickly to the car and just pretty much told me to drive, drive, drive.
Now, Philip, was it a pot plant or a plant of pot?
No, it was just a pot plant.
Okay, because it was getting interesting.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Sabo guys.
Yep. Up next, my dad, very handy around the house. That's a joke, obviously. Very good in the kitchen, also another joke. But the snack he has come up with that he thinks will change your world,
I
tried it. And I'll give you my thoughts on that snack, and you can all decide whether it's your new snack to bring into your day up next.
I am genuinely fascinated.
Carrie and Tommy.
Janet Jackson for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home.
There's lots of people in my life that I get cooking and food advice from.
Mm.
People in my world. My mum, I grew up with a mum that loves to cook.
Yes.
Went through a real Thai phase in the teenage years.
Really?
Loves a stir fry.
I remember when my mum discovered a Caesar salad. And then because I said it was good, we had it 5 days
but
a week
I bet she
for
didn't
5 years
it,
of my life.
Make it as like a proper Caesar. Did it have like pancetta
didn't
and stuff?
Didn't even have chicken
no,
in it.
No, of course. Oh my God,
for
what
five
was it?
Years.
Just lettuce and egg?
Yeah.
And what?
And I was like a teenager.
Parmesan.
So I'd eat out of the actual bowl, like the salad bowl, and just eat so much lettuce. I had lettuce for dinner for 5 years.
Maybe that's what you need to go back on now to shed some of those kilos.
Look, I would.
At
I
what
would,
point is it bullying?
It's really hard because I'm trying to think of a rebuttal, but I've got so much chips in my teeth that I can't even concentrate.
But I was over at my dad's the other day and I walked in his house. And you've got to remember, when I moved in with my dad 20 years ago, I moved into state to live with him and he'd been in his home for about 6 years. And I went to use the oven and it wasn't connected.
Of course.
Okay, so that's how much he eats out. He didn't have a connected oven.
Brian brags to me about not always eating out. He
loves it. He's on, like, he lives
restaurant.
On his own. He likes the company, although sometimes he even goes on his own, but he just likes being around people, but on his own.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, so I went over there, then I walked in and I was like, what is that smell?
Oh my gosh. Something's on fire.
No, I said, smells amazing in here if you've been baking, which even as the words came out of my mouth, I was like, well, he most definitely hasn't been baking. And he said, oh, my God, do you want to try my new snack? And I was like, I would love to try your new snack. And he said, I've discovered a new snack. He said, I don't know why more people don't do this. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. So I laid on the couch as he made me the new snack. And I turned around to watch him making my snack. And it was a loaf of white bread. It was two of white bread.
Yeah.
And he was putting peanut butter in the middle And then he put it in the toasty and he made me a toasted peanut butter sandwich.
Toasted peanut
this is
butter
a
sandwich.
70-year-old man made me a toasted peanut butter sandwich. It was the highlight of his day as my new snack that I should try. And I said, Dad, I've had peanut butter on toast most of my life.
I'm actually interested, though.
And then
in
he
the
said, no, you've yeah. had peanut butter on toast. This is a toasty with peanut butter in it. And then it did make me laugh a little bit because the other night I got a bit peckish and in the middle of the night I went and had a wrap with peanut butter in it, toasted.
Toasted, oh my God.
I was
God.
Like, is this a genetic thing?
not being able to cook?
No, I can cook. I just haven't done it for a while. I can cook. And I was hungry. It was my midnight snack.
Oh, now both
snack.
Our feelings hurt.
But that made me think about the fact that can you call that a new delicious snack, peanut butter in a toasty?
I think so. I've never heard of it before.
Or maybe that's the new way forward.
I'm actually quite intrigued to try it. Dad meals are great because I remember when my mum went away, Dad thought that there wasn't enough chicken in the curry and Dad thought he could do it, which mum had like bought, right, to leave for us for dinner.
Oh, she hadn't made it to leave for you.
No, she hadn't made it. And there wasn't enough chicken in. Dad decided to feed like all the family.
Like with a Caesar salad.
He filled it out with banana. And thought we wouldn't notice.
So gross. Banana in a curry. Yes. I remember my nana used to put fruit in curries all the time. It was so bad. Yeah. And she used to put the yogurt on. And what's amazing about yogurt on a curry is a proper like, you know, like a Greek yogurt. But she'd just get whatever we had in the fridge. Oh, so sometimes it was like strawberry yogurt or mango yogurt. And it would just go on top of the curry. Like that's not what they're eating. That's just not what when you go to an Indian restaurant, you're not having frouche on top of your curry.
I remember frouche?
I used to love frouche. Gelatinous deliciousness.
Should we do what happened when Dad got in
great,
the kitchen?
Great.
Give us a call 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift's anti-hero for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy, and on 131060, we're talking dad snacks.
Yeah, my dad walked into the house the other day, and I said, "What smells?" That sounds gross. What smells good? It smelled like he'd been baking, which my dad does not do. And he said, "Oh, I've got a new snack.
Yep.
You have to try." Mm. And I was so excited, and then in front of me he put two bits of white bread toasted with peanut butter in the middle of it.
Did he butter the outsides?
No.
Oh, no.
And watching him make it, I was like...
Lots of peanut butter? Because wasn't it dry?
It could have been more. It was quite...
Oh, yeah.
A bit tacky.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It actually wasn't bad. It just was not going to set the world on fire when it comes to snackage.
Yes. So we're talking on 131060, Dad.
Dad snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany.
Yes.
What's your dad make for you?
He used to make me, you know, like the potato bake that you get, a sliced potato with cheese and stuff.
Yum.
Yeah, it was great. But he would put canned Spam in it.
Oh.
I'm not angry about it. I reckon that would be yum.
Slabs of it or cut up in bits?
No, it was like sliced.
And like with a creamy sauce?
Yep.
I reckon.
Cooked in with it.
I wonder if you could tell.
Mm.
If a chef served you Spam in a cheesy, like, potato bake, would you go, that Spam? Or would you go, oh, where's that amazing bacon from or something?
There's that many hipster joints where they would proudly serve you Spam and you have to say it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sorry, I also think
Spam is quite
spam now.
Good.
I don't reckon I've ever had it.
Tiffany,
maybe on camping.
Tiffany, the one thing with Spam is, and I notice it once I hit the ripe old age of 35, gives me a bit of heartburn.
I have not had it since my dad put it in the potato bake and I'm 35.
Oh, my gosh, it'll destroy you.
No, I will not go near that. So.
Thanks, Tiffany. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
How are you, Mark?
Sorry, the audio just cut out for a second. I got concerned something went wrong, but I'm good.
Nah, we loved you. Welcome.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, hello.
I think it was a hey.
Hey.
Hey, Mark, what did Dad cook?
For my partner, she was staying with him at the time because she was working in Sydney and I was interstate.
Yeah.
My mum was away. He decided to cook dinner.
Great. Yeah.
It was frozen steaks cooked in the microwave along with potatoes and veggies, just entirely done in the microwave.
Oh. It is.
I mean, I do a lot of microwave cooking.
A steak.
It's not a steak.
You cook a steak from – I've done that accidentally.
What does it look like when you cook put a frozen steak in the what does it come out like?
To perfection.
What is it? Do you still have to let it rest?
It just looks grey.
And shriveled?
Because I've done it accidentally. because I was trying to defrost him. Yeah. And I, you know, walked away and came back and I'm like, what's this grey steaming?
Is it terrible though?
Oh, yeah.
What does it taste like? Just a bit soggy?
Just like a wet steak, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, if you leave it in heaps longer, a really dry steak. Mark, what was the review from your partner?
Old shoe leather and she was officially traumatized.
No, not the review of your father, the steak.
Carrie and Tommy.
Fresh off 6 nominations at the Grammys today.
It was a fresh tune.
Fresh stuff. From the early 2000s, Mary J. Blige.
It's still as good now as it was then, though.
It's an absolute tune.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yes.
Fresh hit. The Grammys have been on today. They were a star-studded affair, as always. Album of the year went to my favourite man, Harry Styles.
Yes.
Harry Styles!
Shit.
And if you're wondering,
we didn't beep that.
Oh, you're wondering who the woman was that was like Harry Styles. None of us know. Trevor Noah, who's the host, just found her in the background and got her to announce the winner. So we've been trying to work out who she is.
If you're wondering what she looks like, everybody's mum.
Grandma.
Okay.
Show me. She looks like a grandma, doesn't she?
I mean,
my mum's pretty youthful.
My mum is a grandma. Yeah. So yeah, that's
true. It's so, depends how old you are.
Yeah.
You
sorry.
Like I'm a mum. Does it look like me?
No is the only answer to say there.
Some of the performances were epic. Sam Smith performed with Kim Petras, Unholy, which was amazing. Madonna introed their performance. It's always good when you have to ask for your own like applause and engagement when you're doing a speech, when people don't, you know, you put out the cry and then you want the response and no one comes on board.
Here's what I've learned after 4 decades in music. If they call you shocking, scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous, you are definitely onto something. That's where you make noise. You are, thank you.
Do you know my favourite bit? When she started that list, well, the first word she said, you heard one person go, woo! And then when she said the next word, you heard one solo, just a cough, a cough in a room with thousands of people.
But the Queen herself has broken the record for the most Grammy wins of all time, Beyonce collecting her 32nd trophy at this year's ceremony. Again, we have to ask for applause from Jessie. But she was late to the whole awards, and Trevor Noah interviewed her when she finally arrived. Why do you think? Well, you know the answer. But Beyonce,
hang on, give me a guess.
Why do you think Beyonce was late?
Oh gosh, so many things could be. stuck in traffic.
And the Queen is officially in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Beyonce Knowles. Thank you so much. I was shocked to find out that traffic could stop you. I thought you traveled through space and time, but I'm glad you could be with us right now.
I definitely thought chopper.
Yes.
Isn't Beyonce getting around in a private jet or chopper? I guess you got to get from the airfield, don't you?
Yes, a private jet would be annoying.
But chopper could just land on the building, can't it?
Surely they just lower it down.
Why is Beyonce getting stuck in traffic?
I agree, because
it's just out of control.
So, you know, she's gone on to now win the most Grammys of all time.
I just told you that, yep.
Did you see? Did you see who she overtook?
No, I haven't.
So she's now got 32.
Yep.
31 Grammys, which is the second most of all time.
And how long has this person held the record for?
Over 20 years.
Wow. Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No, it is not.
Is it like Elvis or something? How long? 20 years.
I don't think you're going to guess because it is Georg, I'm being told. Georg Solti.
Being told by our producer.
Georgia.
What's his name?
George Solti.
George Solti.
Old Solti.
George
balls.
Or Georg?
Georg Solti.
Georg is what I found on YouTube.
Georg.
Georg. Do
Where's
we have
Georg
a bit
from?
Of Georg? Oh, it is good. Yes. He's a Hungarian.
No.
British.
No, that's Georg, which you would know from the little Sound of Music. You know,
oh, Georg, the little kid. No, the husband. Dad.
So he's a Hungarian-British
Georg.
Can we put Georgia back
on? No, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Get it right, Tommy.
What happened there?
I tried my best. I was trying to interpret all these different YouTube videos, and Georg is what I got.
So Georg, salty.
Salty, oh, yes. So he do? What's he do, Sonny?
He's dead.
Yeah, but that's not what he won all the awards for.
No, she was just saying that Georg is the name of the guy in Sound of Music, so I should know that that's Georg is what she's saying. This guy, Salty, wasn't in the Sound of Music.
You Salty wasn't. No, did he do
but he'd be
music?
Salty now that Beyonce's beaten him.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, I don't think
we really need to start listening to
him. He was a long-serving music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, amazing.
And born in Budapest.
A music director. Budapest.
Okay, Sean Connery.
He's composed his best. In Budapest.
Schulte.
Georg Schulte. How annoyed would you be? The bloke's won 31 Grammys. We don't even know his name. We get it wrong 3 times. And
who's
he's one of the most
him?
Accomplished.
So Quincy Jones is 28.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, we know him, 25. U2, 22. Mm-hmm. And Jay-Z, 21. But at 31 is Georg
Schulte.
Maybe other people know Gail.
Is that what you wanted to
do? Or is your name Gail?
Okay, they're the phones we're doing. Do you know, and can you tell us more?
Yeah, did you know about Georg Schulte before we told you about Georg Schulte?
Or
is your name Georg?
Yes.
Or Georg? Or Gord?
But I think it's Hungarian for George, just like Jorge is another way to
say. If your name's Jorge, I'd love to chat to you.
Yeah, if you're just a bit hungry, we'll chat to you. Give us a call, 131060.
No one's going to call.
Time. What are the topics? What are the topics?
Mate, this is your segment.
I know, but I was going to get
you. Were going to no. You were going to do calls on. Tell us about Georg, but then you told us about Georg.
No,
what were you going to do it then?
Have you achieved a lot? Nobody knows.
Sure. I mean, no one's called about my topic, so let's do yours.
Because
131060. Are you like Georg and you've achieved a lot and nobody knows?
They've all stopped listening by now. Give us a call.
If you're still listening.
131060 is the number. We'll take calls on a range of it next. Carrie
and Tommy. Happy Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little and Woolworths. Net Set Go is Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10 and registrations are now open. Search Net Set Go to find out more.
Because, Beyonce.
Yes.
She has broken the record for the most Grammy Award wins of all time. She's collected her 32nd trophy at this year's ceremony. She's knocked
Georg Schulte.
George Schulte. Off the list.
Hungarian.
For 20
British
years,
conductor.
He has held the record. He has 31 awards.
Grammys, yes.
Yeah, Grammys.
And you wanted to do calls on Are You a Georg?
Because we didn't know how to say his name.
Yes.
We thought it was Georg.
Yes.
And then we discovered it was Georg.
Do we have an update, producer Sonda?
Apparently it's also George A. and.
George A.
It's a bunch of. I think
George A.
He might just be George. But Hungarian.
But the George A was the Jorge, wasn't it?
Well, I think Jorge's Spanish, isn't it?
Right. And he's Hungarian.
He's
Hungarian.
Yeah.
So Hungarian,
I think it's Georg. Do you anyway, know Georg's
well,
called?
I wanted he's to half call British, so it could just be George.
It could just be George.
Without an E.
Sorry.
He doesn't have an E at the end, though.
But maybe it's that's no a typo.
No.
31 times.
Anyway, if this is your segment. No. But I thought we could do calls on, are you called Georg or Jorge?
Yeah.
Or George.
Yeah. And I said that was ridiculous.
Yes.
And can we please focus on the more sensible topic, which is have you got a lot of achievements and people don't know who you are? Michael, I'm assuming you're calling for my call topic.
I am.
Oh.
What are you famous for, Michael?
I actually went to school with a guy who was over on an exchange program from Austria.
Hmm.
And his name was Georg.
I know, it's your call topic, Vickers.
Georg? Yes.
Georg.
And how is it spelled?
G-A-E-O-R-G-E.
Well,
oh, that's really
That's different to this one. This guy's name's George without the E at the end.
Yeah, no, this. But it was pronounced Georg.
And when he spoke, did it sound like this?
How old was Georg?
At the time, he was 16.
16-year-old Georg.
Georg, yes, yes.
And this was back in the mid-80s.
And are you familiar with the Hungarian-British conductor that has won the 31 Grammys?
No, and I don't believe he was either because he never mentioned him.
He didn't mention his old salty balls.
He's probably named after him.
Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Bickers, maybe. Thank you, Michael.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That has been your Happy Monday afternoon, yeah. Welcome to the Madhouse.
Oh, we are losing our minds today, but it is good because we've got a hell lot of stuff coming up. The thing that we're going to say goodbye to next, I think is going to prove more controversial than I first thought.
It's not been around long either.
Nah, but
it's
I'm done.
And you're done with it.
I'm done.
I think I'm done with it as well. In fact, I think I might give the one I've got to somebody.
Yeah, I'm just going
to. Worth a bit too.
I'm not going to give mine to anybody because I wouldn't want to put that upon them. The misery it's caused me.
I don't want to have to get rid of mine, though. It's always easy when someone can come pick it up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I might give mine away as well.
Yeah. Anyway. What are we giving away? You'll find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Because it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I think we've all agreed that this item has been, while it's only been around for a short time, has invaded almost every household. And I, personally, I've had a gutful.
It's also been the most hyped, but disappointing item I think I've ever had in my home.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mine smelled like plastic.
Yes. And you thought it was just first go.
I did.
And then every single time. And then the food tastes a bit like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember, do you remember that broccoli that you made that I told you to make? And you said it was the most disappointing thing ever. I can't even, what was it? Was it just broccoli and I just said chuck it in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think I was meant to batter it or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just kind of dried out.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we start?
Mm.
Goodbye, my
air fryer.
Goodbye, my
air fryer.
You have been the one
to make me snacks.
You have been the one
that has made me snacks.
Now, I thought this wasn't going to be controversial at all because both you and I agree that air fryers have come and it's time for them to go. Even though I remember giving them away on air. And at the time,
That's where they were hot. They're not now.
No.
You know?
No.
Things have their season.
Yes.
And the only thing I think they are good for is a thin fry.
Don't.
Now that I'm thinking about it, they're not bad with a thin fry with some chicken sauce.
Hang on. We were just.
Sorry,
united.
No. I'm still giving mine away. I still don't want it.
Well,
but it's not bad for a thin chip.
Because
there was a period where my PT said to me I could do anything in it. She told me I could make all of my food in the air fryer.
Oh, just get
so I was
schnitties.
Doing like healthy stuff. So I was just like air frying fish, and I was just air frying like veggies and stuff.
That's disgusting.
It was so bad.
It's so grim.
It was just all dry and flavorless
and then the thing was always covered in. It's always soggy in the inside.
And you were meant to clean it out. Who does that? Come on.
Anyway, we've been met with a little resistance. Mm. By the young'un of the team.
Well, she heard that we were going to give them away. Well, I'm definitely giving mine away.
Mine's already binned.
Not if you haven't cleaned it.
Oh, you can do that.
Yours.
Do you want mine?
I would love it. Yeah, I've been saving up for one and I haven't,
Both those sentences are grim and I'm sorry we don't pay you enough, clearly. Because I remember my air fryer being like $60.
Yeah, some saving up for one.
Hang on.
You can have both of ours.
Hang on,
Don't just give her cash. You've got an air fryer to give her. That's all she wants.
I've already chucked it in a bin.
No, I've got mine.
Put your cash away. It's insulting. Put your cash back in. Take his cash. I changed my mind. Take his money. Take it anyway.
I would be able to buy one, but I just probably go out too much.
Yeah, take it.
Take his money.
Take his money.
Georgie, we can't have it. Don't give it to Carrie. She's got more money than me.
I'll take it. But I'll also give you my air fryer.
Hang on. Why? Why does have
it? Oh, now Ian wants it too. Okay, hold on.
A secondhand air fryer.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Okay, we're going
to
go to a break.
There's all these people calling up wanting
my air fryer.
And
now Georgia wants my air fryer. I feel torn. And now I've got $100
What are the specs of the air fryer? Is it like a double barrel?
What are the specs?
It's not a double barrel. It's just a one barrel.
Just one barrel? Okay, I was kind of looking at the double barrel.
Mate, you were saying. Should we do an on-air contest for who gets your air fryer?
Right.
131060, if you think you're a more worthy recipient.
Good luck getting through.
Than Georgia. There's also $100 to go into that kitty.
Yeah.
Georgia, why didn't you just take the money?
I also take these calls, so I'll just hang up on them.
Oh, that is a very good point. If you can get past Georgia, you'll make it on air next.
Yeah, great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, we're doing this.
Goodbye, my
air fryer.
Goodbye, my
air fryer.
You have been the one
to make me snacks.
You have been the one
that has made me snacks.
Yes.
We're done with them.
Done.
We're over them.
Ditched them.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody was on board because I thought everybody was off.
Looking at these phones.
No.
We've offered to give ours away. Well, you've already ditched yours, but you haven't. Where is yours?
I've got no idea. I think it's gone.
What do you mean?
Like, it's gone.
So why are you saying goodbye to it if it's already gone?
Because I thought we were collectively as a team. You seem to hate having a united front for some reason. Because even when you said yes, you agree that the world has moved on from the air fryer phase. Then you back down and said, actually, for a thin chip, it's quite good.
With chicken salt, it's not bad.
But chicken salt and
chips. It takes up so much space in my kitchen, though, and it's just.
I can't give up.
Are we doing Women Are Impossible again?
I'm off them. Yeah. However, producer Georgia wants one.
Yes.
Yes, but you want mine.
Never had salmon in an air fryer? Oh. It takes like 10 minutes and it like melts in your mouth.
I've got an oven for that.
But yeah, just put it in the oven.
I don't understand what the difference between an air fryer and an oven is.
I think it's also better for you.
Yeah. But it's just a hot box.
You don't use oil, so you just put the meat or veggies
it's got
in.
An air fryer.
Yeah,
you just use
air. So it's better for you.
But it's worse for you because it all tastes bad.
I just think you've got a bad one.
Ian.
That could be true.
Ian, thoughts on the air fryer?
I don't want to be too convincing, Carrie, because I don't want you to change your mind. But I don't understand why you say that. Like they're off. Like we cook everything in an air fryer, but we're having a bit of a hard time at the moment because ours is stuck in storage in Queensland, and we've moved back to Victoria.
Okay.
No air fryer.
Oh, so get out the violins, Ian. I feel like this story needs some. Almost making me tear up, Ian.
Living with my 70-year-old mother, and you know she's not up with the technology and the new stuff. So
you can't feed her fried food from the air fryer. And she deserves better than that.
Well, you know what she deserves? She deserves an air fryer. She deserves the opportunity to experience the wonder of an air fryer.
Ian, I think I like your argument and well done, very convincing. But I need to question about the plasticky smell. Was I doing something wrong?
You're probably not unwrapping your food before you're
I was having fried plastic, you are right.
Do you know what will happen if Ian gives it to his mum? Mm. When you get to the age where you get a new thing like that and that's all you're cooking, Ian's mum will only ever air fry food again.
Yes.
Like the oven won't be needed, no toaster, no grill, just air fry.
I don't reckon. I reckon she'll use it twice.
Like you did?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then go, no.
So Ian wants one. He's got one, but his is in storage.
What did you think of Ian's argument?
Absolute trash, Ian. Come on. No way.
Who else? Well, we got someone else.
We got Kimmy.
Hold the line, Ian.
Hey, Kimmy.
Hello.
Hello. You want my air fryer?
Of course I want your air fryer, but Ian was so good. I'm like, how do I beat Ian's story?
Oh, well, come on. First of all, he's already got one. It's just in storage, Kimmy.
Oh, well, look, mine one's actually been thrown in the bin by my parents. So, like, I think I don't even have one. So I think I'm in more need of an air fryer.
Oh, my God. Why did your parents throw it in the bin, Kimmy?
I moved it back home, like, really short, like, during COVID. And they're very, like, traditional. They don't even have a microwave, guys. So they're like, what is this thing? Like, it's not healthy for you. So they just binned it. And now I've recently moved out. And I'm like, inflation is real. Air fryers are expensive.
Yeah. And parents can be dicks, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthy dicks. And that's why I'm like, oh my God, I get Ian's soul, like, and him feeding his, like, 70-year-old mother with the air fryer food, but it's not healthy. Like, leave it to me. I'm still young. I can regenerate. So,
Kimmy.
You know, I deserve one better.
Oh my God, Kimmy. I like Kimmy's vibe. Yeah. Georgia, what do you reckon?
I reckon Kimmy can
no,
have it.
No, Georgia, sorry. We're being mean girls. What do you reckon?
I reckon Kimmy can maybe have it, but she can fight me for it.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Scrag fight.
Yeah, scrag.
Scrag fight.
Where's James, though? Hold on. James wants in as well.
James, you
got a mean girl at James if you want it.
Yeah.
How's it going, mate?
All right, let's give it to Kimmy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Pink, don't let me get me for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home. And guys, it is time to do this.
Nothing, nothing.
But net.
All nothing.
Net.
But all.
Can't wait to come out and play.
Ooh, yeah. Carrie and Tommy's.
Nothing.
nothing but net.
Ball.
Woolworths NetZ Go is Netball's official starter program for kids 5 to 10. And registrations are now open. Search NetZ Go to find out more. Anywhere, anytime, I don't mind.
Hey, producer Sonda here. How are you going?
Hey, boss.
Oh. Pay attention to me while
I know. We're very excited about this. Again.
I'm not cracking the whip. You know how I had a really weird childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
This is not what I thought we were doing here.
Way to get to wherever you're going.
But one No TV.
The beginning. There was heaps of stuff that was wrong with my childhood, but not awful stuff. No, this is all terrible.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. What I wanted to say was one of the great joys I had was playing netball.
Oh, yes. Because see, my sad childhood, I never got to play netball.
Okay, netball's the best. So yeah, I got to play with the team. Have fun, be aggressive, make friends.
Be aggressive.
Oh, I like that part of it.
Aggressive. Okay. Be aggressive.
Anyway, and I got to feel like I was part of the team, even though I was always relegated to a bit where you didn't have to be very
good. Can I give you a quick lesson in storytelling? Yeah. All this needed to be is, hey, netball's great. And then we keep going.
It's the best, okay? Kids netball is the best.
Yes, our team has a netball team. I've been thinking I want to join it.
Well, perfect. You don't
I've
need
never
to join.
Played, but I want
to
join our team's netball team.
Ever? You've never played ever?
Never played. I used to watch my sisters play and I'd take the oranges, but I've never played. I wanted to play, but I just never got to.
Okay. Well, good news. I've signed you guys up to play against each other. You're both team captains and you're putting together a team with kids. Wasn't
oh, these poor kids
excellent.
Don't want to play with me.
Good
I've never
stuff.
Played.
Well done.
When?
In a couple of weeks'
time.
I
should never have said I've never played.
It would
the
be
game
quite
would have, was
obvious,
going to happen anyway.
No, but the kids aren't going to want to be on my team if I've never played.
You'll get oranges.
Yeah, that's true.
True, and they love snacks.
You know what I'll
love
bring?
Snacks.
Chocolate.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Kids will want to play with you because you get to just, it doesn't really matter about winning. It's all about just getting in and having a good time.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're playing netball. It's
a bit about
winning.
You know
I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
What position are you going to play, Bickers?
GA.
Ooh.
Is that a position?
Yeah. You know my rule is GA or no play.
Well, that's me.
What if one of
we're
the
not on the same team, are we?
No, no, that's fine. We'll be down opposite ends of the court.
Yeah.
I just meant, I don't reckon if you've never played before, you should go GA.
I'll do me and you
should,
do you.
I reckon we should hide you in wing defence, mate.
Oh. Hiding
I'm just trying to give your team the best chance.
So that's an insult, Carrie, because if you don't have enough people to play wing defence is the position that gets cut.
No, I'll put a kid in wing defence and I'll
You actually got a real centre vibe about
me. I know, it's a real centre vibe.
Unless a kid wants to participate who thinks they'd be a better GA than me.
There'll be so many. Any kid that's touched a netball before.
Oh.
Yeah, any of you. So if you're a kid out there and you want to play on either Team Tommy, obviously, or Team Carrie.
And if you're a parent thinking, oh, I don't want my kid playing with that nutcase, I promise I'll be lovely to you kids.
Let's be honest. Once all the spots in my team are filled, some of you will have to play with Carrie.
So we're looking for any kid under 12 who wants to do it. You can give us a call on 131060 or jump online to register at carryingtommy.com.au. It's going to be so much fun. What should we wear?
So,
Netty skirts?
Bibs.
Bibs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you say?
Netty skirts.
Mini skirts.
Okay. All right. This is all
getting a bit
Woolworths NetZ Go is Netball's official starter program. Kids age 5 to 10 and registrations are now open. Search NetZ Go to find out more. If you do want to play 131060 or go and register at carryingtommy.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is that time of the show.
Let's get this bread.
Oh, let's get this bread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why are you wearing a jumper that said, let's get this bread?
Yeah, it's got a picture of ducks.
Oh, yeah. Because bread means money. So let's make this money.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. But they're ducks. So then you're
just looking for the bread.
You're looking for bread. Anyway.
It's almost as confusing as this segment.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
this heavily ducked segment that's been ducked for quite some time.
It's actually not come from me this week.
Oh, who
guess
else
which
it?
Team member
guess,
has.
Guess which.
Guess which team
guess,
member.
We've gone from geese to duck.
Has given us the theme for this
I'll
week.
I'll have a quack. was it Sonda?
It wasn't
Sonda. Get ready to play.
The duck.
It wasn't the duck. Yeah, it's good.
Get what?
Ready to play.
Oh my God.
I think I said weddy.
Yeah, and you did.
Get weddy.
It was Sam.
Same. But one word.
Oh.
Sam, you can't look surprised.
That is one of the junior members of the team, Sam.
Hello.
With a mustache.
I think we've
got
to stop calling him a junior member of the team because I found out that he's quite old.
How old are you, Sammy?
He's the wrong side
I'm almost 30.
I thought you were 22.
Yeah, me too.
I act like it.
We had a hot. What? what do we talk about when we go out? We had a whole dinner the other night. And
talked about your holiday the whole time.
Yes. I did. I remember showing all the pictures.
Oh, my God.
We had a slideshow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you starting to bore people with holiday photos?
Sam, what's the most interesting thing you've done in the last 6 months?
Wait, why is this about him now?
Because I want to see if we should have talked about something else.
You're feeling bad.
Yeah,
oh, now he's looking up to the ceiling.
And he's got nothing.
Oh, God, Sammy.
It's the glass of milk.
Yeah. No, I've got nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, bring something up. Bro.
Let's do dinner again after my next holiday.
So we're going to give you one word of a song. You have to guess what the title and artist is. This is your first word.
Spaghetti.
Oh, Tommy. It is Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Good game, Sammy. It's the best thing you've done in the last 6 months is this game.
Let's have dinner and talk about it. You can tell us about how you came up with it and show us some photos of you thinking about it.
All right, song number two.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, hang on.
Don't be mad. No?
Oh.
Or is it Eminem?
I was going to say Eminem again as well.
Yes.
But
the other one.
Two trailer park girls go around me outside.
Can you play it again? Yeah, I think it is. Chicka don't be mad.
Oh.
What's that song?
Don't be mad.
Carrie. It is Fergalicious. No. It is the one that Johnny likes. The Promiscuous Boy. I think that was yours.
Oh, girl.
The boys are never the promiscuous ones. That's the problem with society.
It is when it's Johnny.
The patriarchy.
What, because we're not promiscuous?
No, you just get to be called men. And women that like to have... are called promiscuous.
No, they're not. They're called legends.
Perhaps in your house, but in society, we all know.
Throw it around as much as you want. It's welcome in my neck of the woods.
You're the new face of promiscuous boys, just your face.
What have I done wrong?
No, I just don't think you understand how society
works.
Hang
on, I'm going to get some pictures out from my holiday and I'm going to get this right back on track. Here's a giraffe I saw.
Was it promiscuous?
Oh, no, that is a promiscuous boy. Anyway, let's go.
Song number three.
Killer.
Oh. Give it again.
Yeah.
Killer.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Play it again.
Killer.
It is, you know.
Is it the, it's, no.
No, it's Sting and what's his name? They do stuff together and it's him.
Craig David.
No. Who's the guy?
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
It's Shaggy.
And it's.
Tommy.
Not wasn't me. Tommy. It's the other one.
Is it Shaggy, Mr. Bombastic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you play it?
Killer.
It's so funny wanting
Wasn't
to do that
me?
Again.
Yeah, but you got me
on the counter. How funny that my reference for Shaggy is the guy that's doing stuff with Sting. Yeah.
Yeah. Where does he say it though?
Oh, mate.
Sure, you want to hear there the word in it. Oh. Why don't we have. Yeah,
is that what he's saying? Killer.
Not there.
Oh.
One of the verses.
Yeah, we don't have the bit where he says the word in the song. Sammy, next time, mate.
2-1 to Tommy, song number 4.
A clap.
Tommy.
Tommy, just to sew it up.
It is Lizzo, About Damn Time. Turn up the music.
Turn up the music. What was that?
The wrong button.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy might hit the court to brush up on their netty skills. Oh, if only they could register for Woolworths NetSet Go. But it's for ages 5 to 10. It's where the future stars of our game begin their netball journey. Search NetSet Go to find out more.